The Victoria Court of Appeal decision on Cardinal George Pell's appeal case against his child sex abuse convictions will be live-streamed this morning. The 78-year-old was sentenced to 6 years prison in March after being found guilty of abusing two choir boys in the 1990s. But his legal team has argued that the jury got it wrong. If the Court of Appeal agrees, Pell could be freed from jail. Professor Jeremy Gans from the University of Melbourne's Law School specialises in criminal law. He joins me now. Welcome, Professor Gans, to breakfast.
Good morning.
Pell's legal team is arguing that the jury's verdict was unreasonable. What is the argument?
So the test that the High Court has set down is that the Court of Appeal has to decide whether it's left in doubt after looking at the evidence, but only after taking account of any advantage the jury would have had at the trial.
And in terms of what they're suggesting was unreasonable?
So they point in particular to a lot of evidence they put forward that suggests that the complainant's account in this case is very unlikely, not quite impossible, but unlikely, and also that there is no other evidence supporting the complainant's account.
And how often do we hear these sorts of arguments put that the verdict was unlikely?
So I did a count back to 2016 and I found around 40 cases where defendants had argued that the jury got it wrong and they succeeded in about a quarter of those.
Okay. So if the court agrees with that argument, what happens then?
They will allow the appeal and enter an acquittal, and that means that unless there's an appeal to the High Court, Pell cannot be retried for the things that the jury found him guilty of.
So there are two more technical arguments relating to the appeal and also to evidence. What is the Pell legal team's arguments there?
So they argue that there was a problem at the start of the trial where Pell was asked how he pled, does he plead, and he said he pled not guilty, but the jury weren't in the room. They still hadn't been selected, so there were hundreds of them, and they watched on video from another room. The argument is that the Criminal Procedure Act of Victoria doesn't allow that.
Either of those two.
And there's a second argument, which is that at the end of the trial, the defence wanted to show a computer-created video of events at the church, and the judge stopped them from showing that.
Okay. So if either of those two technical grounds succeed, what would then happen?
Then they will allow the appeal and quash the conviction, so Pell will no longer be convicted, but he can be retried, and the prosecution will have to decide whether they try him again.
Okay. Who are the three Supreme Court judges who are making the judgment deciding George Pell's fate?
So it's basically the three most senior judges in Victoria, the Chief Justice of Victoria, Anne Ferguson, the President of the Court of Appeal, Chris Maxwell, and a retired judge, Mark Weinberg, who's probably Australia's best known criminal law specialist judge.
And so what sort of experience do they bring to making this decision then?
Well, the Chief Justice actually doesn't have much criminal law experience and has only been involved in a few cases like this, but the other two judges have been hearing cases like this for decades.
What kind of consensus do the judges need to come to when making their judgment on this particular appeal?
It's majority rules. Two judges agreeing is enough.
Okay. Today's judgment by decision of the Victoria Court of Appeal will be live streamed. Obviously, a lot of people may decide to watch. How long is it likely to take?
So they will probably just announce the result right away, and then the rest of the time, probably about half an hour, will be spent reading out a summary of the judgment. And at the same time, they'll put the full judgment up online and everyone will be able to read the whole thing.
And where to after this? Is it likely to be continued regardless of what happens today, in your view?
It's not over. Whoever loses can and most likely will try to go to the High Court to get the High Court to have another go at this decision, but they have to convince the High Court to take the case first, and we'll know whether that happens in around 6 months.
Okay. Professor Jeremy Gans, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Jeremy Gans from the University of Melbourne's Law School.